and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And postponed from yesterday, a quick look at the ups and downs of the past few days farming. First off, you don't need me to tell you, it's up with the temperatures and grass growth has taken a real leap, giving our beef, sheep and the few remaining dairymen a real shot in the arm. Getting newborn lambs and calves out into the fields with their mothers is not only the best and cheapest form of feed they can get, but also the best weapon any farmer has got in his fight against livestock diseases. Also on the way up, sales of chicken meat. They're still rising by close on 4% year on year. The bad news, however, is that those gains are at the expense of special deals, mostly buy one get one free offers. And why is that bad news? Well, the answer is that it's almost always at the expense of the farmers who foot the bill for bog-off deals. On the way up also this week, beef prices. They've now broken the £3 a kilo average for the first time ever, with R4L, that's the industry standard price, standing at 302.5 pence a kilo, up by 9% or 26p on this time last year. However, as we heard late last week, pigs are still making around 141 to 144 pence a kilo, and with most processors closed over the Easter break, that's unlikely to change for a week or two at least. When normal working resumes, prices are expected to rise slightly, but that needs to be a huge lift to make any impression. Here's pig producer Dennis Bridgeford with a warning about the cost of our bacon rolls.
The bacon butty of 2 years' time or 18 months' time, if you're paying £1.50, £2 a day, you could be paying £4 or £5 for it, because it's going to be very scarce unless something happens to get this 30, 40 pence a kilo into the price we need. And I can tell you, it would make very, very little difference to the end price, but it would keep the British pig industry going.
You're saying 30, 40 pence needs to go into the job. What will that do to the end price?
It would be pennies a kilo. It's rather ironic. If you look at the breakdown of the margin on the pig industry, we've been selling the farm for a year, we grow the piglets for 6 months, and Mr. Supermarket has the product on the shelf for a day, has the money to till, doesn't pay anybody for 3 months, and doing quite nicely, thank you very much. And I'm afraid that divvy up has got to change.
So, a stark warning there about the way bacon and pork prices will go unless meat processors and supermarkets take action right now. But I'll leave you with that for today, and I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.